Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. Sin City Radio. Chillin' as you now. Sin City Radio.
Boss time was good, dog. SinCity.Scoop.com.
Sin City Radio.
We're on a mission from God.
SinCity.Scoop.com.
You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say that's the bad guy.
We built this shit!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy Cass, chilling as usual, outside networking and politics, and with my man Father Time. Time, what's good, dog?
What's up, man?
You know, man, I'm outside. Nice enjoying this nice weather, networking and politics. So if y'all hear some motherfuckers acting rowdy and shit, that's because I'm standing outside. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do.
All right. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay, well, good with you, man.
There.
Oh, man. Long as you got on a long sleeve shirt, you're good.
Oh, okay.
All right, you know how that
goes.
What's up?
Ain't shit cracking over here, man. Just shit, long ass month, long ass day, man.
Sure,
you know, it's just one of those days, man. Ever since I woke up, man. I late for work. It's one of them damn days, man.
I feel you, bro. Well, shit, man, check this out, man. Now, we on that weekend, that, what is it, Act Like a Woman, Think Like a Man? Wasn't that the name of the movie? Well, I don't know.
Act Like a Man, Think Like a Woman.
Is you sure that's the name of the title?
Oh, no, Act Like a Woman, Think Like a Man, yeah. Some shit like that, whatever.
Well, I don't know how to act like a woman, but I know how to think like a man.
Okay.
So now, in that concept, thinking like a man, I mean, shit, what the fuck are we supposed to do? I mean, shit, you got women out here with these problems and these issues, but shit, what are we supposed to do? How the fuck we gonna think like a woman? We don't know how to think like a woman. Me personally, I think Steve Harvey fucked up with the book. I think the motherfucking book is a rest haven for hoes.
Is the book real? Is it actually a real book?
Yeah, it's a real book.
Shit, I didn't know. I never even heard of this shit. I thought, you know what I'm saying? I thought it was fiction.
No, man, it's a real book.
Well,
he wrote a book. Yeah, man. Me personally, I think the book's a rest haven for hoes.
Okay, what do you mean? What do you mean, rest haven for hoes?
I mean, man, these hoes do all type of shit and get and act ignorant with it. But then now he trying to tell you, okay, this is what you supposed to do. I mean, a real woman already know what the fuck to do. She don't need him to tell her. But now these hoes, they need a motherfucker to tell her. This is my opinion.
I don't know, man. I ain't read the book or saw the goddamn movie.
Okay, now do you feel a real woman needs a man to tell them how to act like a real woman? In fact, you ain't even got to read the book or see the movie. Do you think a real woman needs a man to tell them how to act like a woman?
No, I don't. She should already know.
Exactly. There you go. So, therefore, shit. I mean, it's just what I said. Rest haven for hoe. Bitches have been fucked up all their life. Now they need a guy. Now they need a guy to go by.
Bro, you kind of hard on the women tonight, bro.
No. I'm not hard on the women. I'm hard on the hoe. The women already know. The women already know how to act. Shit, they don't need Steve Harvey to tell them how to be a motherfucking woman. They do how to be a woman long before Steve Harvey wrote that book. Now, them hoes that don't know how to be a motherfucking woman, shit. Now, they want to go to the motherfucker. Take me to see this movie. Take me to see this movie. Shit, bitch, you should know how to act in the beginning.
Hi.
Come on, man. Holler at me, man. Don't get quiet with me, man. Holler at me. If you disagree, say you disagree. If you with me, holler at me.
Well, I mean, I agree with the fact that a woman doesn't need, well, a woman shouldn't need a man to tell her how to be a woman.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I mean, and it's the same way as far as, you know, you know what I'm saying? You put it in reverse, it's the exact same way. You know what I'm saying? A man don't need a woman to tell him how to be a man. I mean, that's what I say about it.
So
you
agree with me?
You need somebody. Well, I'm saying, if a woman needs a man to tell her how to be a woman, then, you know, she fucked up in the first place. She should have learned that shit a long time ago. She should have learned that shit from her mama.
All right, so in other words, you agreeing with me, right? You saying I'm hard, but you agreeing with me, right?
I agree with you to a certain extent. I mean,
you
saying,
not agreeing with?
You saying the women and the hoes, and I'm like, well, what's the difference?
I mean, hold on. You done lost me now, player.
I mean, what's the difference between a woman and a hoe?
See, the woman know how to motherfucking. A woman already know. A woman already know how to be a woman. And you got these hoes out here don't know how to be no motherfucking woman. And now they want to listen to Steve Harvey. And when you listen to Steve Harvey, shit, hey, now you feeling like, oh, he's supposed to do this, he's supposed to do that. Well, what the fuck you supposed to do? What you gonna do? You wanna get taken care of, you wanna get this, you wanna get that. But shit, you know what I'm saying? You listen to Steve Harvey, shit, he talking about the women that they got something for themselves, got something going. That you on welfare and you doing this and you doing that, you tricking and all this shit. Don't be trying to act like you, oh, he gotta take care of me. Oh, come on, man. That's what we call trigger.
Yeah, but at the same time, okay, let me ask you a question. Now, from your comments, I'm thinking you'd rather have a woman than a hoe, right? Just off of your definition of between a woman and a hoe.
Yeah,
I'd rather have
bro.
A hoe because a hoe is a hustler.
A hoe is a hustler.
A hoe is a hustler.
And she's steady trying to hustle you.
Yeah, but she got that hustle. She got that hustler mentality.
Now,
which means, hear me out.
Okay.
Which means that if, okay, let's say you lost your job.
Right.
But your woman have it. She doing her thing. She
okay.
A hustler, right? She hustling, taking care of both of y'all because you down and out right now.
So you want a whole, you want your whole fucking dick.
Well, no, I'm not saying it like that. Hold on, let me bring in a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
That's my man Chris.
This who?
That's Chris.
What's Chris. Going on, y'all?
What's up, man? You got some input in this?
Well, let me just say, you can't put a hoe and a woman in even the same category. Can I get a agree or disagree with that, please?
Okay, for the sake of argument, I'll agree with you.
Okay, hold on. We got Jadeen on the line. Jadeen, what's happening?
Hello.
All right, baby. Now let me ask you from a female's point of view. We got
mm-hmm.
the Steve Harvey movie out.
Uh-huh.
Act Like a Woman, Think Like a Man. Me personally, I believe shit. A woman don't need Steve Harvey to tell them that. A real woman don't need Steve Harvey to tell them how to act like a woman. These hoes need Steve Harvey to teach them how to act like a woman.
Oh my goodness! I don't know. I didn't read the book, so. I have no idea what the book was about, because I don't need nobody telling me about nothing.
Exactly. That's my point. Now, you don't need Steve Harvey telling you how to treat your man and how to raise your kids.
No.
No, hold on.
No, I got to disagree. I got to disagree with you. Okay, right. Now you're saying Steve Harvey's telling them this, right? But yet, still, even when women are little girls, somebody's still telling them how to treat that man when you get older. When you get a man, you treat him like this, you treat him like that. You know what I'm saying? So just because it's coming from Steve Harvey, they've been hearing it their whole fucking life.
Right. Now, some motherfuckers just taught them the good things, some taught them the bad. I mean, you got women out here who mama just told them. Girl, you better fucking get that money. Then you got some women that's like, hey, respect me.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? A woman that respects herself, she knows how to carry herself like a woman. She don't need Steve Harvey to say, oh, is that how I'm supposed to be? You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. I'm going to disagree with you on this one, dog.
Yeah, that's because you want a hoe.
I mean, it's one of
those. We got sunshine on the line.
I don't want no hoe.
You just said you'd rather have a hoe.
That's not what I said.
Yes, you did. Was anybody up on this line with me? Didn't he just say he'd rather have a hoe?
I didn't hear that.
I wouldn't mind having a hoe. Are you talking about you want a hoe, brother?
I mean,
no,
I want a woman,
man.
That you need a keeper.
You said if your time got hard, you'd rather have a hoe.
That's. Yeah, I did say that. But that was only using your definition of the difference between a woman and a hoe. See, I just took your definition and flipped it. What's happening, Sunshine?
Hey.
Okay, you want to speak on this?
What's going on, Sunshine?
Nothing.
Let me hear your input on this.
On what? Which woman is...
I mean, how do you feel about it?
I went to go see the movie. For me, it was just entertainment.
Going to see the movie is different. I want to go see the movie.
Okay, now, what I'm saying is this. What I'm saying is that, we know the movie's entertainment. You know what I'm saying? We know, of course, it's entertainment because they put Kevin Hart in it. And he, you know, it, of course, it was for comedy purposes and all that. But what I'm saying is, okay, we the theory of think like a man. What is it?
Act like a woman.
I can't get it right because the simple fact is it's just some bullshit. Because a motherfucking woman already know. Think like you think like a woman, you act like a woman, you gonna get treated like a woman. You sitting there trying to think like a man, and shit, how the fuck you gonna act like a woman and you thinking like a man? No, but it just don't make no motherfucking sense to me. That don't make no sense. How the fuck you gonna act like a woman but you thinking like a man? A woman,
okay,
and a woman and a man do not act like. You say what, bro?
Hold on a second, dog. Now, Sunshine, you say you saw the movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what was it about?
I didn't learn nothing from it, if that's what you're asking. Like I said, it was for entertainment purposes. I went to get my giggle on. It wasn't for a learning experience. I know how to be a woman. I know how to treat my man. So
Hold on, let me tell you, I'm gonna have to say
you don't necessarily have to be a hoe to be a hustler, because I'm a hustler 24/7, and I ain't no hoe. I may be a freak, but I ain't no hoe.
Thank you. Thank you.
My thing is this.
Touch, preach, tabernacle.
When I say, what was the movie about, I'm like, okay, that's like you going to see a movie that I didn't see, right? I'm going to say, hey, what was that movie about? What would you tell me since you saw it?
I mean, it was about some men and some women. They was actually just playing a bunch of fucking stupid-ass games, if you ask me. It was like that biblical Fox movie. Two could play that game. That's basically all it was. They were playing these little games with the heart. Oh, if I do this, then that'll get him to do that. That shit don't work. If a man gonna do something for a woman, he gonna do something regardless as to what the fuck she do.
That goes both ways. A man can. Man and a woman can do the same thing to each other. You know, just like all y'all females out there. It's talking about this nigga ain't shit, this nigga ain't that, and a woman turn around and do the same shit. We all human beings, we all do. Whatever that may be, good or bad.
Now, with that being said, now my thing is this. She went in there, she laughed at it because it was an entertainment purpose. That's because she knows how, like she just said, already know how to be a woman. So everything that she watched was just entertainment. I'm talking about the motherfuckers that think this is the motherfucking second Bible. That's what I'm locking ass about, for the motherfuckers who think this is like a Bible.
Yeah, it's not. It's not that at all.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, to be honest, that movie, it was like that movie Biblical Fox, Two Can Play That Game.
Right.
Well, the women, they, you know, where if I do this, if I hold out the pussy, he gonna do this. If I do this, he gonna do that. I mean, some men may fall for that shit, some men don't. But, I mean, to me, be real. Be yourself. Don't sit up and, if you want to fuck the first night, fuck the first night. A man going to be with you whether you fuck the first night or if you fuck the 90th night.
Lord have mercy, I'm trying to tell you.
It don't matter. If that's what he want, if that's what he want, that's what he going to do.
Thank you. Sunshine, I love hearing that come out your mouth. I love what you just proved. And Chris, I'm glad you co-signed.
I'm trying to tell you, amen.
Touch, preach, tabernacle.
I mean, I'm just being real. Okay, now hold on.
I think my man Thomas got a problem with this.
No, I don't. I ain't got no problem with it. I mean,
you kept disagreeing with me all night. I mean, so far you've been disagreeing with me. So now I still do.
I think Steve Harvey getting a bad rap on this because he ain't doing nothing but telling women the same shit that their moms told him. How to be a woman. That's all
he's doing. You know what he's doing? He's taking it back old school. That's all he's doing. He's taking it back old school, trying to teach women how to have respect for themselves. Because some of these bitches out here, they ratchet as hell. They ain't got no respect for themselves. So that's what he was on with that. He's teaching women how to take it back to old school and have respect for themselves. A woman don't have respect for herself. Ain't nobody else gonna respect her.
So wait a minute. Can I? So it's safe for me to say he's teaching. He's trying to help these hoes.
Exactly. He's trying to help these hoes get on that wifey level. That's it.
Thank you. That's all I want to hear. All I want to hear is a woman say it. Now back to you, Jim.
All right, we got Mother Nature on the show. What's happening? You got something to say about this?
No.
Hey, Mother. It's not nice to fool Mother Nature.
Ha 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 ha.
I just think you're being pretty hard on the man.
I'm not. No, what I'm saying.
I'm saying
not
the same thing that they hear from their moms, man.
I think you misinterpreting what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that I'm not knocking Steve Harvey, but I'm knocking the motherfuckers that actually got to listen to Steve Harvey. I mean, if you sitting there, and you actually in your motherfucking mind. It took Steve Harvey to tell you to act like a motherfucking lady. God damn, something wrong. And like you just said now, you just said your mama been teaching you this your whole life.
That's not true for some women, though.
All right, well, he helping the hoe. Because the real mama going to teach you how to be a woman. Now, you got to fucked up, no disrespect to the women, but you got some women out there that's fucked up, and they fuck their kids up. So now I guess Steve Harvey got to help the hoes.
Help the hoes.
Yeah, I got a question. I heard some said the wifey level. Now, what happens when you get on the wifey level for females, and then you turn into a hoe? What do we do then?
Good question.
Wow.
Can I get a lady to answer that? Go ahead, Sasha.
For me personally, when I got married, I turned into a hoe, but I was a hoe with my husband.
No, see, that's not what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking
elaborate.
About.
Well, elaborate.
No,
you
I
made
know.
The world about
I
that
gotta
freaking
elaborate.
Off and jumping off.
You know what I'm talking about. You married, but you a hoe. Let's read the black and white print. You know what I'm talking about.
No, evidently I don't, because before you get it twisted, I said I'm a hoe with my husband. I fuck my husband when he wants to, where he wants to, how he wants to.
No, I don't
That's
think I
what
got
I
it twisted.
Mean.
I think
I'm not talking about it's... going out fucking somebody else, no.
Well, hold on now, Sunshine. Hold on.
That's what I was talking about.
You can't answer the question then, Sunshine.
Right.
You can't answer
exactly.
the question. He didn't say you per se. He just said about the name. He just said the women that turn into hoes after they get married. Y'all know we got some out there.
They was already that way.
What? Can Steve Harvey save them?
No.
All right.
That's
going
good,
well.
That's a good question. Can Steve Harvey save these hoes?
I don't know. The movie's number one right now, so.
I have something to say about that. If your wife becomes a hoe after y'all get married, then she's not the one for you. Then evidently, she didn't want to be your wife.
I'm
gonna tell you like this. I don't think Steve Harvey can save these women that turn into hoes after they become wives. The only person that could save them is Jesus. Now, true, and let it be told that we all human beings and we all sin in the flesh. You understand? That don't mean that she's not the one for you.
Mm-mm.
Well, maybe she's not. After a while, she kept on hoeing, but let me go ahead and say, you know, what do we do at this step right here is what I was saying. The first instance, you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold that thought. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Way low, what's happening?
What up,
Wilo?
What up?
Let me ask you something, man. We coming off the heels of this motherfucking movie. I keep fucking the title up because the damn title is fucking me up. But the Steve Harvey shit, the think like a think
like a
man,
act like a woman, think like a man.
Whatever the fuck it is. But now my thing is this. Now, what we debating about in Father Time for some strange odd reason feel like shit. I feel like shit. Only hoes gonna listen to him. And cut and dry. Only a hoe gonna listen to him. I mean, because a real woman already know how to be a woman. So, in my defense, Sunshine said she went to go see it, and it was just entertainment. It was entertainment, and it pretty much bullshit. Something to giggle at.
Uh-huh.
Now, you got a lot of women that are out here thinking that this shit is the Bible.
What's your take, bro?
What's your take?
Shit. I ain't got no take on that shit.
You know what I mean? He sat there and let us explain this shit for you to
he
say
said,
no take.
Right. He said,
really, Wilo?
He said, on my take, go ahead and point where the holes at. I'm there.
Shit. I don't know, man.
Man,
From what I heard, it's pretty funny. And, you know, the females, they, some of them follow, some of them ain't. From what I heard.
But now, Wilo, my question is to you. Is that, do you really want a woman that Steve Harvey got to actually teach to be a motherfucking woman?
Oh, hell no. She should already be a damn woman, shit.
She's been a hoe for 22 years, but now, because Steve Harvey told her, you know what I'm saying? Steve Harvey told her. You know what I'm saying? But better yet, do you want a woman that thinks like a man?
Hell nah.
Exactly. Who the fuck wants a woman that thinks like a man? I want a woman that thinks like a woman. Hell, I know how to think like a man. Hell, my mind frame is fucked up. I'm a man. I'll be the first
exactly.
man.
Matter of fact, that's a lot of problems out here is when that woman get out a line and she want to think like a woman and a man. And she's trying to take over your duty. So that's where the head bumping starts.
You know what I'm saying? My thing is this. Man, a woman, Now, let me go on record to say this. A woman is one of the most intelligent, smartest. I mean, man, a real woman is, man, oh man, that's just like a breath of fresh air. She's exuberant. She's everything a woman is.
She.
That was Father Time, y'all. That wasn't me. It was Father Time. Now, a hoe ain't shit. Now, a woman, when you down, a woman gonna make you feel good. A woman gonna uplift you. A woman gonna make you feel like shit. Baby, it's me and you against the world and everything else. Fuck it. Now, a hoe gonna be like, well, shit, nigga, you going through your problem, shit. I understand that your baby mama that made you mad, but can I get that money? You know what I'm saying? Now you hoes, and I'm not saying, because I know we ain't got no hoes on SinCity.Spruce.com. We got freaks, but no hoes. You said what? What did she just say, dog? I'm waiting on that. I know you ain't dissed the women on Sin City.
No, I ain't said nothing.
Oh, okay. I mean, shit. For the hoes, man, come on, man. I mean, all the time, really. You really gonna go with the hoes?
Hey, man, I'm just defending Steve Harvey, dog.
Why?
Shit, Steve Harvey trying to be like fucking, what's that dude in Madea?
Dr. Phil?
No, not Dr. Phil. Trying to be like Madea. You know how Madea Tyler Perry.
We all know he's fat. He thinks like a woman all the time. He gay.
He dressed like a woman as hell.
Think like a woman, dress like a woman, act like a woman. Shit. Fuck yeah. Really? Come on. Motherfucking punk.
Hey, but not to change it up, but somebody said something earlier. I think it was Janine. You said if she a hoe when you got married, then she ain't the one for you, right? Was that you that said that, Janine?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you a question. How do you know who's the one?
What do you mean, how do you know?
How do you know?
Hey, if it's somebody that you want to be with, somebody that you feel you can't live without, if you have doubts about being with somebody, they the one.
I think, let me rephrase this question. I think if I understand correctly, I think he's knowing, I mean, asking at that very moment before you got married or, you know, the year or two before you got married, how do you know that he's the one?
I knew he wasn't the one. I can tell you that.
right. Okay. Let me rephrase.
That's what I'm saying. And that's what I'm saying. I knew he wasn't the one. I knew he wasn't the Oh, I just really want to be with him, and this is the person I want to be with for the rest of my life. It wasn't like that. I didn't have them type of feelings.
So in other words, you was like, shit, we'll be divorced in the next 5 years.
Yes, I sure did think that. I did,
damn.
And it was true.
Okay, well, Janine,
there go that
85% situation. I forgot about your situation. You already
get a dog, motherfucker!
I say you already knew your shit wasn't gonna work, but you did it anyway.
Yeah.
But now, Sunshine, your husband is the one, right? How did you know he was the one?
Oh my gosh, shit, we've been around each other all our life. We dated as kids. I mean, shit, it just happened.
Yeah, but I'm saying, my question is, what convinced you in your mind to say, you know what, this motherfucker is the one for me? Was it a single moment?
You know what I mean? Because I thought I found the one, but apparently I didn't because I'm divorced. So I'm trying to figure out.
But you both have to feel that way, not just one person.
Right.
I mean, dog, now, hold on, man. We done been through this on the show. You know what I'm saying? We done said this on the show before. And that you kind of forced the situation.
I mean, I wasn't talking about him personally. I'm just saying, in any relationship, you both have to feel the same thing about each other. And sometimes always the case. That's not
okay,
all you may think that person feel that way about you, but they really don't.
But what if the person forced the situation?
How the hell I force it?
Now, come on, man. Now, don't get offended, man. We've been through this. We've been through this on the show. We talked about it on the show. So don't get offended with me.
I mean, what you mean force it?
Like, motherfucker, you going to marry me.
Shit, it don't work when you force it.
You know what? I don't
we talked about it.
I don't consider that forcing it. She could have said no anyway.
Thank you.
But we can archive this. We can archive the show. But it was a show where you was like, where you said, yeah, I put her in a situation where she had
okay,
to say yeah.
I understand that. I understand that. But what I'm asking is, when in your mind you're saying this is the one, how do you know that that's the one? You know what I mean? I mean, everybody that said, hey, this is the one for me, I know she the one. How did you know that? That's my question. And it did the same thing for the females. You say, hey, he's the one. How did you know he was the one? Or vice versa. How you know she the one?
Shit, when you start thinking about that motherfucker, that's when I thought my ex was the one. You can't stop thinking about that motherfucker. Everything you do revolves yourself around that motherfucker.
You could just think about that person. Can I ask a question? I mean, when y'all look at it, in retrospect, I mean, you said your ex, and by the time you saying your ex, looking at it in retrospect, now looking back at it, do y'all feel like y'all exes really thought that way about y'all?
How can you know? You'll never know what the hell they was thinking.
Right, I'm saying because it's like, okay, now my thing is this, because I'm just asking because I want to know, and I'm strictly asking just from a person on the outside looking in, and okay, y'all saying that, okay, y'all both popped the question. They both said yeah, but y'all both ended up in divorces. I mean, is it something? I mean, do y'all ever look back and say it's something y'all did, or was it something that they did?
My relationship was like a motherfucker fell off the tree. It was nice and shiny and shit. Take a bite out of it; it was crunchy. Take another bite out; it's crunchy. So you got to the fucking core; it was rotten as fuck.
Okay, but now, Waylo. With that being said, Waylo, I'm just asking. Like I said, I'm just asking. I mean, you saying once it got to the core, it was rotten, but
yeah, it took 5 years to get to that core, though.
Okay, who made it rotten?
She did.
Okay, Father Time, who made it rotten?
She did, of course.
Okay,
hey, man, I look at it like this, man. I look at it like this. When you do everything you can to make something work and the other person doesn't, whose fault is that? That's not my fault because I did everything I could. That's her fault.
Mm-hmm. That's why I packed my shit and got the fuck up out of there. I ain't about to sit there and keep trying to be something that, keep trying to make something out of nothing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Now hold on,
brothers.
I ain't going against y'all. I'm just asking questions. So I don't want y'all thinking I'm going against y'all. I'm just asking questions. Now I'm gonna ask the same thing to Janine. Janine, what happened with you?
Well,
I think, let me see, we were married for like, what, 6 years? We did it 5 or 6 years. So we were together like 3 or 4 years before that. And I think the last like 2 years, I was already gone. I was just still there because of the kids and everything that was going on. But, you know, I was already had my plan to go, you know, to leave already. He just didn't know it.
Now, why did you go ahead and make plans without consulting with your spouse?
I did talk to him. It's not like we never had conversations on, I'm always honest. So if I tell you I'm leaving, you may not believe me. And you may think, oh, she ain't going nowhere because she didn't say it too many times. You know,
that's your choice to believe her or not.
He was thinking like that, and, you know.
This is my groove. Don't fuck with my groove, nigga. You understand what I'm telling you? I'm tired of you folks coming out with this bullshit.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Can you truly say that you gave it 100% your best shot? And I mean going through marriage counseling and blase scoop. Can you say that you gave it all that?
Yes,
honestly, can you say that?
Yes, we did all that. I gave him the opportunity. He made promises, and I gave him time to keep his promises. We talked. We went to marriage counseling. We did all of that. It just didn't work. I knew it wasn't meant to be from the get-go.
Okay, now, with that being said, now I'm going to ask Waylon and Tama. Did y'all go through the marriage counseling?
I didn't do all that bullshit. How somebody else going to tell me about my motherfucking problem? You don't fucking know me for one.
I'm Waylon, brother. I'm just asking, man.
I'm just giving you my answer. I sat there and did that fucking bullshit, marriage counseling bullshit. That's fucking bullshit.
Well, if you can't work out your own fucking problems,
who the hell is gonna work out your problems?
Yeah, but see, just like I was telling my homeboy earlier too, you know, being married is like a job. It's just like a skill. You know, in life, everybody's not born with the same skill. Maybe you didn't know how to be the best husband that you could be. Maybe you thought so, but maybe you didn't know how to.
That's bullshit.
Nigga, you bullshitting.
I was working 16-hour shifts, coming home, taking care of kids, fucking giving them baths, doing homework and shit.
That's the small part.
That's the smart part. But when your ass laying up in the bed not wanting to do shit, just because your ass got other shit on the other end that you worry about, you worry about your other nigga, not your nigga at the crib.
Now, wait, let me ask you something. And I ain't going to lie, I'm finna play devil's advocate. Do you think that, shit, you being home, you being away 16 hours out the day? There's only 24 hours in a day, and you gone 16 of them? Think that might have played a part?
No, that didn't play no part in it. I was taking care of the crib, shit. She had no...
I gave her the option. Well, in my thoughts, you know, because I'm married, being a husband and a provider is two different things, in my opinion.
Yes,
I disagree.
I agree.
You can be a great provider, but your husband's skills can be lacking. Those are two different things. They can fall above the same roof because you're one man.
Mm-hmm.
My husband's skills weren't lacking.
Different things.
Okay, now, Waylo, I got to ask you this. I got to ask you this, Waylo. I mean, think about it now. You working what, 5 hours a day? Five days out the week at least.
Yeah, those 16 hours that I was talking about, that ain't no consecutive shit. That's like, all right, I work 2 weeks, 40 hours, come home after my 8 hour shift. But the next week I might work a 16 here, I might work a 16 here, pick up some shit, some extra bills came in, some shit like that.
I understand that. Don't get me wrong, dog. I understand exactly what you're saying. What I'm saying, and the point of working on 16, okay, you might work that 16 that Wednesday. But you want to go to the movies that Wednesday.
Okay, I ain't going to work 16 that Wednesday. I'm going to work 16 Thursday.
But now you didn't know that she wanted to go. You already picked up them 16.
Well, shit, you cancel your 16. You make your motherfucking broad at the crib happy, shit.
I mean, but now wait, low down. You're going back and forth with this now.
I give her that option. I tell her when I'm going to work 16s. She didn't have to work because that was her choice. She didn't want to work. I was making enough paper to provide for two adults and three kids.
So in other words, Waylo, what you telling me that your girl was a dirty bitch? That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hold on, man. Let me bring a new caller. Then I got something to say on that one.
What's happening,
oh,
buddy?
What's happening?
Hi.
How you feeling, baby?
I'm not feeling too well.
All right, now hold on, y'all. Now, I gotta let everybody know. Butter had a little incident. Well, I'm feeling too. She injured herself, so that's why I asked her how was she doing. Hey man, I don't mean to cut you off, Butter, but why time I put a name in, you retype it.
I ain't retype nothing.
Somebody came and busted my window open at 6:30 this morning, my bedroom window, while I was asleep. On top of that, so my week ain't been going too well.
You on Sin City, rest and relax and have a little fun tonight.
Yeah.
Right.
You get your window fixed?
Yeah, they fixed it.
Okay.
Now, I want to go back to this husband versus provider. First of all, when you get married, you're expected to be a husband and a provider. That's your job.
Right.
So how is it separate? The husband is supposed to provide for his family.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's supposed to do. So how is it being separate? How is that not being a husband? If you're providing, you're being a husband. How is that not? That's what I don't understand.
Let me go and answer that by saying it's separate because you already made it separate. When you just said that, you said husband and provider. You already made it separate and you didn't even.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you could bring the cash in. You can bring the check in, lay it on the table, and you can walk out the door and go do whatever that you want. Is that being a good husband?
Yeah.
Yeah, you still provide. You still paying all the bills in the motherfucker.
That's not being a good husband.
Come on, man.
That's being a good provider.
Right.
Right.
That's what they saying. They saying that nigga, if you walk in the house, put the check on the thing, you take $20 out and you don't come home at 3 a.m. How's that being a good husband?
Hey, I did my husbandly duties by taking care of the house first before I did anything else.
Okay, now, is your wife a part of the house?
Yeah, she got the money.
Really?
No, but then if he goes step out with the next woman, that's making him a bad husband.
No. Who's to say that that's somebody else? Maybe I just took my 20 and went to the bar.
What if she's ready to have sex?
Some men do that. A good husband and a good man is going to do both. But some men don't. Some men will drop the money on the table and still go do whatever they want to do. And it's, they out there being grimy. They being dirty. They ain't being right.
Page, you should worry about what they doing.
Right.
But he's still taking care of the house first. which is what he's supposed to do.
But he ain't supposed to take care of his wife, too. And it's more than just financial.
Right.
Yeah, it's more than just financial shit.
I know. A woman could go out and work herself. It's more than just financial.
Right.
Hold on.
You know what? We're gonna calm this down. Alright? We're gonna go to a song and we're gonna calm this down and we're gonna come back to this in 4 minutes and 3 seconds. Alright?
That's a long song.
Myself from looking hard. You wore these jeans,
girl, you wore these jeans,
and you made a thug wanna cry something terrible. I had to have
you for myself,
baby.
You don't know what the jeans do to me, make me wanna get down on one knee.
You got that thunder, and it only makes me wonder how it feels to get up in those jeans.
I see the way you got the tattoo showing. Any more room for me?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Sunshine.
Huh?
Any more room for me? I mean, I know you married and all, but shit, I've seen the pictures you be putting out. And Janine, judging by that nipple, I know it's some old damn room in that fuck. Waylo, well, I don't know what the fuck you keep laughing at, Waylo. You always got your ass in some shit. Every time I bring up Janine, Waylo get
That's because I was thinking all the time of seeing that damn nipple shit.
Or maybe Daddy told me to tell you how I can.
Hey, tell my partner, I said, what's happening?
Yeah, he said, what's up?
Hey, tell him we waiting on the sequel. I ain't going to say no more. I'm just saying we waiting on the sequel.
Well, I can tell you right now that ain't going to happen no time.
Damn. Let me talk to him.
Hold on.
Hello?
What's up, Big Pepper?
What up, fam?
Hey, man, everybody on CN City waiting on the sequel. Now, we ain't going to say no more about it. We just said we waiting on the sequel. That's all we going to say.
We waiting
on the sequel.
I feel you. Hopefully, you know, one day. No, sometime.
You
got to
put that bug in that ear, bro. You got to be like, hey. You know how you do it. I got to tell you. You know what to do.
Yeah,
y'all hear it. I'm gonna get her next week. She gonna be on that next week.
Yeah, hey, hopefully, man.
Okay, alright, and I got your back.
That's what's up, man.
Alright, nigga, that's what we gonna do.
Hell yeah. Alright, I'm gonna put her back on.
Alright.
Hello.
He said the show started next week.
That's what he said. I hear that.
He said show gonna be next week.
That's, I hear that.
And he said if you get back to funny, he gonna grab your ass and tell you.
Hey bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man, come here.
Oh really? Okay, I hear that.
I'm bullshitting. I want you to be like, hey, I want you to hang up the phone. Oh, bitch, huh? No, I'm a bitch now, huh?
He ain't that crazy.
Then we are, hey, come next week, we all going to be sitting around saying,
Damn.
I'm going to see what I can do, but, you know, I'm in pain right now.
Oh, girl, you be too. You be all right next week.
I don't know. Hopefully, but you know, right now, I just cleaned up a whole puddle of blood out. You know, it's just.
Well, hold on, baby. We gonna be nice tonight. We ain't gonna get there. We ain't gonna go there.
Yeah.
We just know. As long as you all right, we good.
We good. Okay. Well, I'm still living.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
All right. Let me ask something right quick.
This is for Janine and Waylo.
Huh?
What kind of little secret shit y'all got going on?
What?
Well, we gotta have some secret shit going on.
I mean, hey, I see you put a little blog up. I see Janine said, hey, you talking to me? All you have to do is ask. What's that all about?
Snap that pussy back.
I mean, it's a nice little blog, but I mean, you know, Denise, so all you had to do was ask. Was you talking to her way though?
I was talking to whoever was listening.
Listen, Waylo. Waylo, listen here.
You ain't no player.
Hey, I think Waylo, hey, This is my Sin City girlfriend, Waylo, trying to move in on her. God damn it.
Trying to move in on nothing.
These goddamn Gary motherfuckers ain't shit, I tell you. Well, I tell you, boy. No, I'm just saying.
It's going to be all right.
I know, but, hey, Waylo, at the end of the day.
You're the dog, motherfucker!
It's all good. Just trying to find my audience, that's all.
Y'all crazy.
No, but hey, seriously though, y'all. I mean, we you know what I'm saying. We get on here, we joke and jive, and we play. But hey, for real. Oh, matter of fact, you know what? One thing I have to talk about. My man Nino at the Black House. Waylo, I know you know what I'm talking about. I know y'all ain't been able to hook up yet. But he's doing a little thing for a little community type thing in Gary. You know what I'm saying? He having the bouncers and all the whole nine yards. Bouncers and it's free. So if you in Gary, you know what I'm saying? He gonna let me know the date and the time and everything. My man Nino, he gonna do a little thing for Gary. You know what I'm saying? He want everybody to bring your kids out. You know what I'm saying? And not only that, and he told me when he get it official, he going to have a tits and tat party where everybody going to be, hey, all the women going to be out there showing their titties and they doing tattoos. So it's a tits and tat party.
Sounds very interesting.
Waylo, he told me to tell you to get at him, dog.
I want to show my stuff with
you. You know I got a lot of stuff going on. I'm about to get ready to go to Texas.
I want to show my double G's. When is this?
Shit, I'm going to ask him for sure, and I'm going to let you know.
Okay. That's what's up.
All right. Hey, wait a minute. What size you said it was again?
Double G. Double G.
Game banger.
Man, God damn, them motherfuckers come out bang. Boy, you gonna be like, hey, about this gonna open.
I think they done got a little bit bigger though.
They done got bigger.
Yeah.
Put them on the site. I dare you put your titties on the site.
Okay.
I'm calling you out, butter.
Okay.
Put them titties on the site. I dare you.
Okay.
I'm calling your bluff. You got 2 hours to put them titties on the site. If not, you just talking shit.
Okay.
I want to see some titties on the site in 2 hours.
Okay. You'll see them in less than an hour.
Less than an hour? Shit, I'm already on SinCity.com.
Okay.
I'm on there already.
Okay, that's awesome. I will be on that as soon as my computer starts acting right. I will. Put
Sunshine,
it on
what about you? Hey, Sunshine and T. Hey, wait.
What you say?
I'm sorry. I mean, I know I'm doing the show, but goddamn, I just had butter. I just had a motherfucker run up to the computer. You hear me? Butter, this motherfucker then ran to the computer. Then stuck his head in my motherfucking window, like with CX.
I ain't on yet, bro.
I mean, the man literally jumped out of his car. This is no bullshit, my right hand of God. The man that jumped out of his car, I look up, all I see is a head coming through my window. Where's he at? God damn. Buddy, hey, you got an audience waiting. You got an audience waiting. God damn.
Okay, that's what's up.
Damn.
That's what's up.
And I'm so tired of Sunshine not putting that one picture back up. She's just pissing me off.
Hey, whatever happened to, what's her name?
that?
Sure.
I guess she figured she didn't want to pay her bet, so she quit calling the show.
I see.
That's her loss.
You know what,
man? Wait till always start some shit, man. Wait till always got some shit.
Hey, y'all ain't gonna keep playing all this shit on me, goddamn it.
Better you than me.
But you know what, Waylo? And you know what, Waylo? That was some fuck shit as she played you. That was some fuck shit as she played you, Waylo.
Yeah, she played me pretty good. She probably loves me, too.
But you know what, Waylo? Waylo, give me a second. Give me 1 second, Waylo. We gonna handle this. All right? We gonna handle this. Give me 1 second, man. Y'all continue on with the show. Give me 1 second, man.
Thank you, Phil. I mean, I guess I'll just have to post it on my...
You just have to do what?
I guess I just got to take a picture of them, you know, and put them, because I keep trying to go into chat, and they keep saying connection failed. So
there's nobody in the chat room.
Okay, well, I guess I'll just put it on the photo. What the hell about that?
The chat room still should open up, even if ain't nobody in there.
Yeah, it keeps saying connection failed on me, so I'm finna go to photos.
Look, everybody got quiet like we wait.
Okay. That's y'all.
And I actually got a motherfucker sitting in front of my car, like, when is she putting them on? All right, but take this out. Waylo, I'm finna do something, man, that we don't normally do. We gonna do this tonight. All right.
Mhm.
We gonna call Damn, what the fuck is her name?
Sean.
Yeah, we're going to call Sean. Give me a second. All right, we're going to see if we can get this to work. Oh, we got it to work.
This some bullshit. I ain't asking that.
Right. Hello, can we speak to Sean?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is Sin City Radio.
Are y'all really calling me?
Yeah, I'm calling you.
Bobby is talking about a radio show, really.
Yes, we're calling you because a bet was made, and Waylo really wants to know why he didn't ever receive his winnings.
I got a headache. Do I really have to explain that now?
I mean, are you busy?
No, I ain't busy. I just got a headache.
Got a hangover. Oh, you got a headache?
Yeah, it's been a stressful day. I just found out. My friend's 13-year-old, she's got cancer. I mean, I gave her that long to leave.
Damn. We sorry to hear that, and you know, I our prayers with whoever, you know, anybody you know, our prayers with them too. So, I mean, we apologize, but Waylo the one told me to call you.
No, I'm not going to apologize. What
Waylo
doing quiet?
Waylo's right here. Waylo told me to call you.
Waylo, why are you not opening your mouth?
I asked you where my damn pictures was at, but you're going through some shit right now, so, you know.
I got you,
though. I heard that like 2 months ago.
I know you did. I keep saying I am. That's because I knew that means it's going to be working.
Damn. When was the Super Bowl, though?
That's all they mean. Probably like, what, 2 weeks ago?
Okay, I just put it on now. I just put a picture of it.
Uploaded the picture on SinCityDocSpring.com?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Titties!
And I wasn't even about to ask Paul, because I'm like 3.7. Who the heck is this?
Well, baby, that's why we let you know. We weigh out. And it's too late for, it's too late for a motherfucking credit collector to call you, so we knew it was us.
And then my niece, the one who answered it, I'm like, wait a minute, don't answer it. By the time I said that, she had already picked up. I'm like, what?
Hello? Auntie, it's for you.
We were concerned about your absence, you know.
We hadn't heard from you,
so we called you.
I feel loved, y'all, but yeah, I haven't had stressful days, so I'm just pretty much chilling right about now. I'm trying to get this headache to go away.
Okay. Well, I mean, like I said, we sorry that, you know, and, you know, anybody that you're going through, we're going to go through with you because, you know, we all family in Sin City.
I appreciate the love, y'all. I really do.
And we called you.
Exactly. That's even more love. I appreciate
it. And the fact that these motherfuckers have took my motherfucking laptop and these motherfuckers are stressing for this picture, give me my laptop back, man. I got to do my show.
Waylo, behave, Waylo. You better behave.
Behave. I want my damn pictures.
And you folks ain't you gonna get this. I want to be a maker.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see it?
It's gonna be wild.
Oh, damn. And yes, they are some big ones. Yes, you do have some nice ones.
Wow.
Yeah, damn, it's a motherfucker knocking on my window right. Do y'all hear this motherfucker knocking on my window right now?
Where
you
at?
Hey, I gotta get up out of here. I gotta go take care of something real quick.
3 minutes ago too. I mean, damn, and yes they goddamn, the nipples are erect in there. Hey y'all, go on SinCity.Sues.com, the nipples are erect. Yes, they are. Yes, the nipples are erect, right? And you could and for all practical purposes, she's in front. You can see her clicking the mouse as she took the picture of the titties. Only on Sin City do you see shit like this. Only on Sin City.
Yes.
Only on Sin City do you see some titties on cue. I want to see some titties up here. Yes, they do.
Yes.
Well, man, on House Party say, yes, you do got some nice.
Thank you.
See, now, this is what I'm talking about. This is what this show's supposed to be about. That's what I'm talking about. God damn it. Get your freak on, ladies. Get your freak on when you come to SinCity.Spruce.com. Get your motherfucking freak on. Now, when you hang up, and at the end of the day, and when you go to work tomorrow, you can be Mrs. or Mrs. Jones, or do what you gotta do. But shit, when you went to SinCity.Spruce.com, get your motherfucking freak on.
Yes, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody get in the chat room tonight?
If it let me in, it's not acting right now.
And I'm looking at them titties. I'm on my way to the chat room right now.
I'm going to have to check that out later. Hey, I'm about to get up out of here, though. I got something to take care of.
All right.
I'm going to text you, dog. Sean, text you, dog.
Huh?
That way, though.
Hey, Sean didn't text you, huh? Nah, she didn't text me.
I feel
my shit, though.
Who texted you, me?
No, we said you didn't.
Well, what number? How would I text you? I don't have your number, what?
You know where to call me.
It was a joke, Sean. It was a joke. But don't worry about it.
How about you give me your number then? Now what's up?
How about you put them titties on sincity.smooth.com like Butter just did?
How about you start with the game, like right now?
Yeah, that sounds good, but nevertheless, everybody wants to see them titties. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. And yes, you did have some nice ones.
I'm
putting them on my wall.
Why, thank you. You said put them on your wall.
Nah, hold on, y'all. I gotta let y'all know. I gotta let y'all know. Now, sometimes she teases a lot in the chat room. She ain't number tease. Sometimes number tease, y'all. She puts on the sexiest little nightgown and then just lay there. Don't never show us nothing. And then she act like she finna show us something, and she said, "Uh-oh, my husband coming home. Good night."
Okay.
We gotta let you know, Sunshine, you ain't shit for that. You ain't shit for that.
I love you, too. I put the picture back up like
that.
Your ass now. Don't start.
Did you?
Hey, I'm about to get out of here. I'm going to put that phone number on my page.
All right.
So so, buddy, you just took this picture within the last 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy, that's why I like you.
I'm glad.
Because Butter, see, now Butter's the type of motherfucker that do it with. See, Butter don't beat around the bush. Butter just gets to the point.
I try.
And yes, Sunshine did put that picture back up, and I like that, Sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, I bet the neighbors know my name.
I work it out as best as I can, you know.
And I ain't mad at you, baby. I ain't mad at you at all.
Mm-hmm.
We're just waiting on the other people. Well, it's not nice to fool with
other people. I'm already in the chat room. What's happening?
Come on, but everybody ain't got to get quiet at once. God damn. Yeah. Yes. Man, we got a show to do. Everybody is in sincity.smooth.com? Like I said, once again, buddy, yes, you do got some nice ones.
Thank you. Did you get all of them? Because I put like 3 pictures up there. Did they go through?
No, baby, I only got one. I am slipping. I only got one, honey.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Hold on, but now hold on. Let me look again now. Let me go through the photos.
No, man, just hit refresh.
Oh,
bro.
Yeah, I see him
okay.
Now. Boo,
okay.
Boo, feet do. All right, I see Betty.
I see Betty.
Now. I see Betty.
You see the red bra, too.
I see the red bra. I see the black and pink. God damn it, the hit man is here.
Yeah, okay, that's what's up.
But I like the double G's. I mean, the double G's, the nipples is actually showing.
Yeah, I try to do my best, you know.
I ain't never wanted to sing Boop Boopy Doop before, but Boop Boopy Doop.
Damn.
Damn.
Yeah.
God damn. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, you know what? For everybody, now look here. I know y'all got friends, and I know y'all friends. I mean, fuck Facebook. Get with us. Get with SinCity.Spruce.com. Fuck them friends. I mean, fuck Facebook.
I
didn't mean fuck the friends. I mean, fuck Facebook. But shit, get with SinCity.Spruce.com. We the only motherfucking site around here. You can be you. You can do what you want to do. You can act how you want to act. Shit, we don't get mad. You can be all we ask.
Put a profile pic up. Put a profile pic up.
Please.
It's not mandatory. It's not mandatory, but we do ask. We will. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, we want to interact with people, but we want to know who we interacting with. Then I be goddamn if a motherfucking transvestite, if another transvestite put a motherfucking page up, and I'm like, hey, pretty lady, and you, this motherfucker get on that looking like motherfucking John Travolta.
We're going to have a problem. We're going to have a big problem. Hold on.
God damn. Zadine, you know what I'm talking about. I'm so tired of these John Travolta-looking-ass bitches.
Oh, wow. That's that.
I'm talking about big-ass dimple in their chin with that Adam's apple.
Oh,
no,
wow,
bitch.
Really?
That ain't
they
right.
Doing it like that now, Cass?
Yes, they are doing it like that.
Oh, wow. They want to be a part of Sin City.
And now I will openly admit that I did. I mean, I went on a social site, and I was trying to spread the Sin City word all through the social site. And in the process of me trying to spread the word, I accidentally hit a transsexual. I mean, it looked like a motherfucking woman at the time. But then the motherfucker sent me a friend request back, and I'm like, man, go to Sin City. And I actually got to the point where I was trying to get so many people on that I didn't even give a fuck. Fuck it, man. Look here, if you want to go on that, go the fuck on now. Now, we don't discriminate against none. But I got to let y'all know I'm purely heterosexual. Ain't no motherfucker, nah, and we ain't doing all that. Now, what I can do and what I do need, I need the help from my ladies. Because, I mean, I know y'all get on there, and I know y'all like, okay, we see all these titties and ass. And I know y'all want to see some big dicks. So, we need y'all to tell these niggas. Get on the site. Hey, if you feel like you're well and down, get on the site. Now, me personally, I'm not going to confirm your pictures, but hey, the women can. I figure the more women come on there, the more men come on there. Hey, look, I want to be able to get on SinCity.Spruce.com and be like Facebook. When you look on that, you say you got 20 friends online right now instead of four.
Yes, I understand. Yeah, I do.
So now,
I just
pick
bitches up, so.
Yeah, and yes, you did. And, butter, baby, I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at you.
Neither am I.
Quit pointing your finger, man. Look, I got this man behind me pointing his finger at every damn picture that keep coming up.
Tell him to get his own, put a profile up.
Right.
Hey, where your profile at, man?
Right.
Put your profile up.
Well, pass me the computer then.
Double G. I'm sorry, I can't get past them double G's. I'm finna take this picture. I'll put that in my own personal archive.
Yeah, I tried to put it up on others. Who is this? It's trapped chick with panties on. Yeah.
And now Miss Trapp, she did a thing too. She did a thing last week. I mean, hey, by all means, please reach out to her.
Oh,
fuck.
I see. She just.
Yeah, she was posting
pics
like it was shit.
Yeah, hell, we was doing the show. She was posting pics while we was doing the show.
That's what's up.
Taking them motherfuckers right
in there.
Popping them
off.
That's what's up.
Oh, goddamn. And now for all practical purposes, I gotta, Sunshine, I ain't mad at you. I'm glad you did it.
Hello?
Because I press mute.
No, I hear you.
No.
Hey. Now, I put a picture up, and I put a picture up called Simple Mathematics.
How you get the music on there is what I want to know.
You got to add the app.
Oh, wow.
I put a picture up called Simple Mathematics. Simple pole plus freaky female equal fur and fall. I ain't getting no comments on it. Now, and y'all need to go to SinCity.Spruce.com and y'all tell me what y'all think.
Okay.
Stripper pole plus freaky female equals fun fall.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's a great picture.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what the ladies think about it.
Where is it at?
Just go on the picture. Go on the photos, and it's right there.
Okay.
What
you say about that, Doug? Hey, y'all go look at the video I put on there. These two girls squabbing. Did you see that shit, man?
Oh, I saw that, man.
On the porch, the girl went to her house and whooped her ass.
Yes.
Ooh, that was crazy.
You know what? When she drug her, that looked like some shit off of Paranormal Activity. That shit was hilarious.
Hey, it's under videos. All you got to do is go to video. It's the first one that she is beating her ass, stumped her out.
He wants to promote his video.
Now. I see that. I like that.
Man, she's whooping this girl's ass, dude.
Yeah, I've seen it, man. I like you. I watch the new videos that comes on there.
That's an ass whooping. They probably locked her little young ass up for that shit. I put charges.
You know, I got a.
She did go to jail. She did. She went to jail.
Yep, she did go to jail.
Sure did.
She did.
Yes,
she did.
Well, that's what that dumbass get for putting it online.
Real though, on the restaurant time.
Who is this? What is it? Taco Bell. She stripped down naked. Who
is
it?
McDonald's.
That's McDonald's.
That's the one I put up there. That's new on the menu.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You get a Big Mac side of fries.
Damn, this is what I want to do right here. We're going to do this right here.
You want to do that right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
You ready?
You talking to us or your man?
I'm both of y'all.
Okay.
Oh, damn.
What picture are you talking about, Dan?
He got the girl lifted up. She's eating up.
The last ride. Woo!
Oh, yes. I like that.
Yes, indeed. That's a lovely
picture. Yes, I like that.
Oh, no. I've experienced it.
Oh, you've experienced it? I have, too,
yes.
I want to do it again.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Click on that one.
Damn. I knocked the dust off that pussy.
Oh, he see my picture. Oops.
All right, y'all.
He
want
me to click on my picture.
We coming down to the end of the show.
He said he don't want nobody jacking off to my titties.
Too late.
He said too late, dude. Too late.
Tell them shit, we smoking squares right now, shit. It's too late now, shit. Everybody stop smoking squares.
You said they go over there smoking the square right now after he done got through.
Hey, everybody looking at the other motherfuckers. Was it good for you? It's over, nah.
It's a wrap, baby. I'm sorry.
Tell him we're going to catch you next week. He said next week the show's on.
Damn, who was this? This girl looked like her titties bigger than mine. Was it Tay G?
Oh, hey. She from Chicago.
Wow, she holding them titties up. Look like she can't even hold them up.
Them big motherfuckers, hey, she's like, them motherfuckers just protruding out. Like, I can't hold them.
I see. Damn. Mm. Must be nice.
I will tell you that we coming to the end of the show, y'all, so you know how we do. We're going to start with Butter. Butter, any last words?
I enjoyed, you know, the time that I spent with y'all tonight. I'm sorry I wasn't there last week, but, you know, thank you for worrying about me.
No, always. You know, we're going to always look out for, we're going to look out for our people. We're going to look out for our people.
I appreciate that.
And, hey, you know, we all family here. End of the day, all the bullshit.
I need a massage, Janine. I need a massage, Janine. My body hurt.
Your body hurt.
Yeah.
All you have to do is tell me.
Well, I misplaced your number, so I need you to.
Okay.
You know, get in touch with me as soon as possible.
All right.
Okay.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Mother Nature, what's happening, baby? It's not nice to fool Mother Nature. Y'all remember that commercial?
Nothing. It was a good show. Enjoyed listening to everybody. That's all I got. Talk to y'all tomorrow.
I know. Same bad time, same bad channel tomorrow now. You know, we still doing it tomorrow.
I said I'm going to listen tomorrow. I'll be back on tomorrow.
I said that.
You weren't listening.
I'm sorry. It's not nice to fool Mother Nature. I'm sorry. I know how far the time gets. I ain't finna say nothing else.
There you go.
I love you, baby.
Oh, wise guy.
Love you, baby. Love you. All right, Sunshine, it's on you. Any last words other than I love that picture?
Yeah, I like that picture on your profile, too, with the little suds.
Yes.
Nice chocolate.
I was getting livened up, baby.
If you ever need somebody to wash your back, you know, wash your front.
All day long, honey. All day long. Shit, I will stretch out.
Stretch you well.
Ooh, look at you. Girl, you better call my name out. Whisper my name when it's that time. When he said, what's my name? Just say,
Cass.
And when he say what, you be like, shit, cuz you the best, baby. You know.
Cuz you a beast.
There you go. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. All right, nah. Stop being bad, girl. Stop being bad. Janine, what's happening?
Nothing. It was a good show. You know, always good talking with everybody. I'll be on here tomorrow.
All right. That's what's up. And this motherfucker did all this talk. Chris, where you at, man?
Yeah, I'm right here, man. What's going on, Pippin?
Any last words, dog?
Yeah, man. I enjoyed the show tonight. That was some real freaky shit going on here. I'll be tuned in tomorrow. You hear me?
That's what's up. That's how we do it. All right, Big Pumper. What's up?
SinCity.Spruce.com, man.
All day, every day.
I'm in the chat room. Shit, I'm in this motherfucker by myself, so.
Well, shit, I was in that motherfucker last week by myself, man. Hey, y'all just listening, man. If y'all got y'all motherfucking cameras on, get up in that chat room, man. Do something, man. Shit, we trying to get this motherfucker on and crack it. Check it out, y'all. Tomorrow.